In ancient Greece, the classical forms of architecture serve as the basis for the Renaissance, along with the buildings of ancient Rome. We see the forms popularized again in the revival styles of the 18th and 19th centuries. In this time of antiquity, we see precedents set for much of what is familiar to us today. Here in ancient Greece, man was the measure of all things. Even the gods took human form. When the Dorians and Ionians merge to form the Hellenic people, the classical orders are established and perfected, and the narratives and myths of histories are recorded to be told for millennia to come. The philosophies of Plato, Aristotle, and others establish schools of thought and become the tools to learn from in the Renaissance. The specific details of temple types are set: quantities and arrangement of columns, placement of sculptural icons, placement in urban settings, etc. The Acropolis in Athens, planned cities like Miletus, the Agora and the ceremonial Panathenic Way, and all of the architectural elements that support and promote the public life of the Hellenes, these give rhyme and reason to place.